Been showing up for over 50 years.
Give to KBOO today and you get full access to the Chinook Book app, plus freebies from Laughing Planet, Gluten Free Gem, Wii Press, and Nosa Familia Coffee. You can contribute right now at kboo.fm/give
or call 503-231-8032.
Support KBOO, where music makes the movement.
Hi, this is John Schuck, host of Progressive Spirit. This week I speak with Dr. Aisha Juman about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen.
You know, what is sad for me as a Yemeni American, it's heartbreaking for me when I go to Yemen. And what the people see, they say without the U.S. support, the Saudi cannot conduct this war. So they consider this war an American war.
Listen to weekly podcasts on kboo.fm/progressive spirit.
Phone down a little bit.
Make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem. I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Come on, 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel because they up his shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my new. Though I never met you, I know that you special. When that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my new. Dennis Madrid, you stay solid, my new. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band and shit when they thought that I wasn't gonna pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greatest revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission. Cementing the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many
many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these thighs.
A lot.
I hit that, huh?
No, not really. I need to figure out what that sample is.
I don't know what that sample is. We'll get back to it later tonight.
Okay.
Welcome to Combined Culture Radio, the last episode of 2018.
Crazy. AD. I don't think anybody uses that anymore.
I mean, I do sometimes.
Okay.
Yesterday was Christmas.
It was. I hope everybody had a...
Everyone had a blessed...
A merry...
A merry...
Christmas.
Yeah, man. It's wonderful. I hope everyone got to enjoy the holidays. That song right there, by the way, I chose that one because it actually takes me back to the sunshine days. Back when... remember that one point in time in our lives where, like, the sun was out longer than 8 hours a day?
Yeah. It feels like it was a very long time ago.
Good times, bro.
Yeah, good times. Yeah.
We'll return back from the dark ages eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, anyways, it's the last episode of CC Radio 2018. I want to do a quick recap. A lot has happened this year.
This has been like the longest, shortest year ever.
Bro, it has been because like I think back to it, like our first big episode of the year was like, I remember when we were just talking about Black Panther.
Yeah.
Like that feels like it came out a while ago.
Yeah, I mean it did.
It did, I guess. And then talking about the soundtrack and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we replayed that episode like 4 times this year.
Really?
yeah. Got some encores.
It was a good episode.
Yeah, man. It was great. And then we had some crazy albums that dropped this year.
It was a lot of music. There was a lot of music. Not sure if I would say it was a lot of quality music.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of
music. It was a lot. And honestly, we've talked about this issue before with the way the music industry works. And it's just there's too much saturation. Like, mm-hmm. I think this year it really took its toll on me where, like, I wasn't able to turn my ear towards everything.
Yeah.
I almost gave up to a point.
I did. Towards the end of the year. Because you know how I'm more of like an artist discovery type of person.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people that I just stopped paying attention, like, or even going out of my way to try to listen to because there was just too much music. And then actually, it also got to a point where a lot of the major artists that dropped the album, it took me a while to get to them because I was so focused on like an up and coming artist or something that I felt like was, you know, it stuck in my rotation. So
for sure.
Yeah, it was, man, that was a lot of music.
Yeah. Who would you say? So I mean, we're gonna do this kind of like an award show almost.
Okay.
That's how I want to break it down. We're gonna start with music. Who was your favorite new artist of the year?
Ooh.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of different people that just kind of rose. I know I'm going on my phone too. There's a lot of people that rose. I mean, I have a couple in mind, but
yeah. There was There's a couple. Okay, so I would say. I'll start with Sir, singer, on TDE. I think he's the most recent sign. No, never mind. Reason is, but yeah.
Reason.
Sir, he had a really good album. That came out, it feels like forever ago. I think that came out in like January or February. But that's like one of my favorite projects of the year, November. Tierra Whack, really dope. I don't know if you would count Buddy as new. I guess like new and as in mainstream.
Buddy's definitely on my list.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, because there's some people that we've been peeping for like a couple years now.
I guess you would say this was his first album on a like major label album. So I guess I would call him like a new artist.
I mean, you could kind of put Black in that category too.
Yeah. Well.
But it's just weird because, like, I was slapping him hard last year.
So, well,
like,
yeah, I was going to say, and he already got nominated for a Grammy on his first album. So. But, yeah, those, what did I name? Two? Sir Tierra Whack. Radiant Children. Radiant Children. They're a group from the UK, and they make R&B/soul.
Okay.
Really good.
Speaking of UK, I think Georgia Smith.
She had a really big year.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've known about her for a little bit now because she made some album appearances, but she dropped her first solo project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty good. And I got to see her live, I think, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like the end of last year.
Yeah, she's dope. She's dope.
Yeah. And then, or was that the beginning
I think it might have been this year.
That was the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
And then she came back just last month for
tour. Yeah, Kenny was there.
Yeah. I listened to the album once and I never got back to it. And I think because it dropped around a time that something else.
Like her album to me, I listened to it a couple times through, but it was just, it's so slow.
Mm-hmm.
That the timing, I think, wasn't great. Like, I should have dropped around this time of the year.
Because it didn't drop in, like,
it dropped in the summertime. Yeah, and it's all, like, slow, like, melancholy type song. Like, slow R&B.
It's mood music.
Exactly. And it's like, in the summertime, I'm trying to, you know, listen to some, you know, more vibrant, upbeat. You know, like, get my mood up. Some, it feels like summer.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, he had a huge year, too.
He did.
Across the board.
And, his year was interesting, though, because, like, he was doing a lot, but wasn't in the spotlight
the whole time. He was just doing low-key stuff. I mean, he dropped, his biggest spotlight moment was This is America,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And he does Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
This is America, that dropped during the Saturday Night Live, right?
I think so.
Okay. What else was he behind the scenes on? He dropped that Summer Pack EP with two songs in June, I believe it was, or July.
When did Atlanta come out?
Season?
Was that this year?
That was this year, yeah. Man, okay.
Dang.
I knew there was something else.
He had the Deadpool script.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. We had talked about that on one of our episodes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was really interesting.
I still never got through that, actually. I have it saved on Facebook.
No, it's pretty funny.
Never got back to it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And then with the announcement of Lion King, the live action. And
bro, I'm so hyped for that.
And he's,
bro, next year,
the voice of Simba.
So many big movies coming out.
And it starts, like, I think around March is when those big movies start. April is crazy.
Let's not get into movies yet.
That's a whole other subject.
So back to the music.
Music, okay.
Favorite album overall? Because mine right now, honestly, I didn't dive too deep into a lot of music like I told you this year, but J-Rock's album, honestly, was, I think, my favorite album of the year.
That's, like, in my top five.
Yeah.
I
actually did. I tried to not like Drake's album, believe it or not. I usually do that with all his albums. I find a reason to hate it, but I actually really did enjoy it despite the length of it. There's a lot of songs he could have cut out for sure. But
so many he could have cut out.
Or at least just made two albums or something. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, I mess with it a lot. And I mean, it kind of got played out like every Drake album does.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott's, that's my favorite album from him.
Yeah.
Thus far.
Definitely. I agree with that.
21. yeah.
And 21 Savage.
That album was just a surprise. Who else was I about to say? Blueface. Blueface, baby.
Yeah. yeah, was that it?
Yeah, no, I think that's it for my list, like, in terms of serious albums.
I think my favorite album was Black's album.
Yeah.
East Atlanta Love Letter.
Ooh, and Vince Staples' FM.
Oh, FM was pretty dope.
That's in my top.
Okay, so I'll say... it's hard, man.
Yeah.
Because there were some just really good projects. I really enjoyed Daytona, Pusha T's album.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I want to revisit this topic of seven tracks per album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I like it.
Why?
I liked it at first because I get the intention of it. It's not enough for me. Like, and on paper, and like when we talk about it, discussing it, like, you're like, oh yeah, it's seven songs, you know, it's just the best seven songs, and then you just cut out anything that wouldn't have made the project. But there's so many songs on projects that, like, maybe not everyone messes with, but you find that one that, like, you like that no one else likes, you know, just stuff like that. And I feel like it's just, it's hard to revisit something that's only seven songs. I feel like you just kind of forget. It's like an EP, you just kind of listen to it, you forget about it, unless there's like, they're all stand out and have like high replay value, which is like those songs. I feel like some of them did, but across like all three of those albums that came out, they, or was it four, I guess, was it Pusha T, Nas, Kid C, Ghost, and Ye?
Tiana Taylor. So it was five.
Yeah, I didn't even listen to Tiana Taylor's, actually. I heard some songs from it.
That was a really good album.
Yeah, but yeah, I feel like I just want more.
I feel it.
And if you're gonna do seven, you gotta be on features or something. Like, I don't know, like, if my favorite artist, if Kendrick Lamar did that, just only dropped seven track albums, I'd be mad.
I would too. I feel like it works for certain artists.
Yeah.
For Pusha T, I feel like he needed maybe a 10 track album.
10 is fine to me. I just feel like seven is just so, you're really just jipping us, bro. Like,
yeah. But I understood it. I think I had liked it at first. I think I still do like it, actually. And it worked for Kanye's album. It worked for Kid C, Ghost. Nas's album wasn't good. Tiana Taylor's album, that felt like it needed something else. But I was content with it. So, like, I feel like they should re-release, like, or release, like, a deluxe version or something. And
yeah. I don't know. Just, I feel like when I was, because I like to just go back and explore back in time and hear different albums and stuff like that and look at them.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're a really good artist, like, and you put together a, like, very comprehensive, like, 17 track song, like, album, like, it's not easy to pull off by any means.
Right. 17 is a lot.
Yeah, bro. That's like,
in this economy.
Yeah, this economy. I just think it's, if you can accomplish that and like only got an album out of you every 2 years, I actually wouldn't be mad. Like,
I mean, that's what SmiNo does. Well, it is every year, once every year, but still.
I mean, that's even better. Oh, I didn't even throw SmiNo's album on there. I actually finally got around to listening to it a few weeks ago. And I actually liked it a lot.
I liked it, but I still feel like it should have been shorter.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of songs I feel like were similar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What else? So I would say, yeah, J-Rock.
Okay.
J-Rock, I'm going to just do like a quick top five. I'm going to just try to do hip-hop albums because there's like a lot of R&B that like were my part of my favorite albums of the year. So, yeah, I'll do J-Rock's album, Daytona. Playboi Carti's album, I think, was actually really good.
I don't like Playboi Carti, so don't even talk to me about Playboi Carti, man.
Mac Miller's album, Swimming. That was an amazing album.
Oh, my God. How did I forget that? Okay, that's for sure my top five.
And, yeah, I think Astroworld might round out
that. I think I just stopped listening to it because it made me so sad.
Yeah, I can't really listen to it anymore.
I was bumping it, and then he passed away, and I bumped it some more, and then it just kept taking me back to, like, sad places. I was like, I don't like this.
Especially 2009. Like, if I hear 2009, I want to tear up.
It's so...
And Self-Care.
I can't, bro. I cannot. All those songs, bro, there's only a few songs on there that don't put me in my feels.
Yeah, there are some.
And the thing is, they're usually upbeat.
Yeah, the ones that are upbeat, you got like Jet Fuel.
Yeah.
There was another song. The title is slipping away from me. But yeah, it's kind of hard to go back to that album.
It is.
But it was an amazing album.
R.I.P. Mac Miller.
Yeah. And I hope, I hope that he wins the Grammy for it. He has a Grammy nomination.
Yeah, same.
I hope he wins, but I hope it's not like a pity.
It shouldn't be a charity at all. I think he honestly, because like that, when he first dropped, I mean, I was just confused because, well, one, he dropped it the same day as Travis and YG.
Yeah.
And which are two very big mainstream rap artists now.
Right.
And it got pretty overlooked, I would say, at first.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened to listen to it because I was at work all day and I just went through both and I was like, all right, let me listen to some Mac Miller. I haven't listened to Mac Miller since like high school, maybe like early college. And like I was listening to it, I was like, whoa, this album actually really, really good from like every single standpoint, like lyrically, sonically. All the beats he picked out were just amazing. Like the flow went well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this dude is really on to something. I just kept telling people, I was like, this album's crazy. And then he passed away. And it's crazy because like I feel like that actually boosted his numbers a lot.
Oh, it did.
Which is unfortunate. That someone has to die to like,
yeah,
for you to go check out their music. But
I do feel like it still would have been nominated for a Grammy, regardless. Because it, I mean, by critics, it was very well received. But, I feel like maybe his numbers wouldn't have been the same. But you know, like whenever you get Grammy nominated, your numbers do go up a little bit.
For
sure,
you get some type
of boost.
Yeah, of course. I mean, because you're going to you're Grammy nominated, bro. Yeah, people are going to be like, "Whoa, who's this?"
Exactly.
What's going on? Like,
but yeah, I'm pretty sure his album went number one after he passed away, or it was some like crazy numbers, but. Yeah, very unfortunate. Buddy's album. Well, do you put Buddy in hip hop? Yeah.
Yeah, he follows him.
Man, Buddy's album was like my soundtrack for the summer. That's tough. Okay.
It knocked up for sure.
I might have to redo that list. And then like for R&B, R&B, yeah, Black, the East Atlanta Love Letter, because that album was just like, that was like my soundtrack for the fall. So I had like my soundtrack for the summer, and then that was like my.
Yeah. The East Atlanta Love Letter, like, I listened to it and I liked it, but I wouldn't put it in my top five, honestly.
Hmm. Maybe because it was like,
and it was
relatable for me.
Maybe. Yeah, that might have to do
so. It was like,
it was very good to me still, but I honestly liked his last one better.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll put the Sirs November in there. Van Jess, Silk Canvas. I don't think I ever showed you them. They're really good. I saw them live actually when they opened for Masego. They were pretty good live too.
Got you.
Aaron Ray, Platinum Fire. See, I feel like all my R&B artists, like my favorite R&B albums were from up-and-coming artists. I don't think there was anybody really that...
No one, like, already established
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like your disposition makes you biased towards that.
Maybe. That's very possible. But at the same time, also the... Like R&B is being restored right now.
Thank God, yeah.
So it gives R&B.
Is not the king of R&B. Yeah, let that be made clear.
I don't even know who that man is.
Jay Crease in my Air Force Ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Care for Me. What's Care for Me? Why didn't I write the artist next to these album names?
You messing up, bro.
Care for Me. Fonte? No. Maybe? Let me look. But yeah, I know there's somebody else, but... Oh, Saba. Saba's album.
I didn't even hear that one.
That was really good. Dang.
This is what I'm talking about, obviously. But, bro, like we said, there's a lot of music that came out.
There was. I need to start putting artist names next to these so I remember. Just usually I remember album names, but some of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tierra Whack is really dope, too. Who? Tierra Whack. I gotta show you her.
Yeah, so you gotta put me.
She
bro,
had. She been, dropped you, an album.
You've I have been failing me. You've been slacking. Failing me, Victor. Like.
So she dropped an album that it was 15 minutes long. 15 songs. Each song was 1 minute.
What?
And it was pretty much a visual project. So she had originally dropped every video on Instagram.
Okay.
And
they could drop minute long videos. Right.
Yeah. And that like the minute long videos. Were actually part of a 15-minute music video,
yeah.
Or like a short film, in a way. And she dropped the video on YouTube, and it was literally like every song has its own
That's dope.
Visual, and they're all completely different from the other. Like, it was amazing. Yeah, she's amazing.
That's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I think it was her first project.
15. Yeah. Like 15. Like when you say one minute, you're like, oh, that's nothing. But like if you do 15 different, like,
yeah,
that's a lot.
And some of them just cut off, like you feel like you're about to get more, and that's it annoying. Just cuts off. Yeah. It is annoying, but it's still.
See, that's why I think I'm so against 1 minute songs. Like that's an interlude, bro. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Barely even like
every song kind of gives you that interlude feel. There's like a couple songs that feel like they end at the right time, but there's some other songs like, yo, play the rest of the song.
You're like, I know there's more to this. Right. I know there is. She might just release the deluxe version where it's full tracks.
That would be really dope.
I'd be really smart, actually.
I hope she does. She's not listening, so I can't like.
Yeah, I don't think she's doing anything. You never know, man. You never know.
I doubt it. She's in Philly.
Oh, I forget, bro. Escalate with me.
That was. I heard of that album. Yeah. There's this guy named Kobe that dropped that album.
That's clearly went hard.
Yeah.
No, Meek Mill's did for sure go hard, too.
Yeah. I don't know if it made my year-end list, though.
No, because, I mean, it was all hype songs for the most part. No, actually, that's a lie. Sorry.
It was a good
balance.
Let me
take that back. We got to see different parts, sides of Meek Mill that we didn't get to really see before. I think he just still has some time to figure that part out, you know, and master it, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
There
were some songs that I think were good, but like he still needs to just work on that style of music of like slowing down and like, you know, because like normally he's just screaming in the microphone, just rapping his lungs out, you know.
The crazy thing is, I feel like some of his like his slower songs are like some of his best songs this year.
You think so?
Dangerous with P&B Rockin, Jeremiah, and then 24/7.
Yeah.
Like I feel like those are some of his best songs this year, but. Yeah, I don't know. It was a good album, but I feel like it was kind of like a moment.
Yeah, I thought it was just kind of late too. Like
he it made, was.
It's like he is. I'm guessing it was dedicated to the Eagles.
No.
I mean, it's called Championship.
It was probably inspired, but I don't think it was necessarily.
Whatever. Regardless. I think it was inspired.
I would say
Eagles are trashed.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would that's what I was trying to get at.
I feel like he had named it that because of his whole, like he's had a winning year, you know?
Yeah.
Ever since.
The build up, the whole build up. Like, yeah. You know, no, he for sure has. Because like, I mean, you got to realize he was in jail
right.
for X amount of time for no good reason.
Right.
And the Eagles won the championship. They were already playing like his older songs.
Yep.
You know, and then he came out of jail. It took forever to release something, which was annoying.
And then he had that EP.
Yeah, but he took a minute. Like,
which was good.
That I was EP expecting was like some Gucci Mane type stuff, where like Gucci just came out already
first
had
day
like,
out.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
I mean, the first day he got out, they took him to the Sixers game. I mean,
yeah, that's right. That's right. That'd be so tight.
That would be tight. The helicopter.
You
too.
Come, you go from what? Jail to just courtside. Sixers, like that's dope.
Like, where'd you get your clothes from? How you go straight from jail, helicopter ride to the like?
Wow. That's doing a big.
That's pretty cool. I aspire to have it. Well, not really, but like the helicopter part.
I was about to say, not the jail part.
Not the jail part.
You don't want to go to jail for
no
reason.
No, it's okay.
It's not that hard.
No,
it's pretty easy actually.
Yeah, especially being black in America.
Yeah, man.
But got deep
Sneak
quick.
This in.
Deep quick. Yeah, man. Good. There were a lot of good hip hop moments for sure. I mean, with hip hop being the number one played genre in the country,
in the world.
Is it the world?
Yeah.
It's not the country. It's the world.
I think it's the world.
I thought it was the country.
Yeah, Dell said yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Dell knows everything. So.
That's true. Well, yeah. In that case, that's amazing.
Yeah. She once spoke on behalf of all white women in the world.
Is it amazing that I know everything? Is that hip hop is the most to listen to and sold genre in the world?
Yeah.
I do not know everything.
Yes, you do.
Out of the top Billboard songs of the year,
yeah,
I believe 8 of those 10 songs were hip hop songs.
I believe it.
That was pretty.
100% believe it. It's, bro, it's taking over. Like, it's crazy.
I think Cardi B was in like 3 of those songs too in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, her year was crazy too.
Yeah.
The whole Nicki beef and all that.
Yeah.
We didn't even get into the beefs of the year.
And she dropped her debut album, which was good.
Yeah.
She lived up to her expectations.
Yeah, because we really only thought, I mean, just if you think about the hit that launched her famous, like, it doesn't sound like a success story at all.
And it was,
because I mean, for one, she took someone else's song, Kodak Black song, literally did his exact flow, just had like the more New York accent on it versus the Southern accent, and then like
completely different beat,
and then made it go hard. And I was just like, all right, she just kind of like it. She didn't show any type of form of creativity or anything like that, you
right?
know?
And then we like, get the album, and it's like, oh, yeah, you're doing R&B songs, you're doing. You're doing more club songs.
And she got the Latin stuff, you know, going on too. And I'm like,
so yeah, that was
when
like
I saw her tap into the Latin, because I didn't know she spoke Spanish, bro. But like that locked her, because I didn't realize she's Puerto Rican, right? Mm-hmm. Half Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like once we tap into that realm, bro. Like, because that's where all the like hip hop might be the most played genre, but like, what are they called? Reggaeton music, like Latin music, like that stuff, like those artists are huge,
right? Yeah,
huge, bro. Like they do numbers.
That was a genius business move.
Yes.
And yeah, man, I like it. Was it, that was what it's called, right? I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that was like number 3 or 4 or something like that on the list.
Dang.
Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy.
I just be getting so confused when like I go hang out with like my Latin friends and like I'll just be kicking out their house and then they're just playing mixes on YouTube, and then like it'll just be some like artist who's like big like in their culture, but like I've never heard of him, and then all of a sudden like Drake pops up in the video. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. Drake don't speak Spanish, bro. I'm sorry.
No, he just did that one song with Bad Bunny where he did his entire verse in Spanish.
Yeah, and then like I'll just see other people just pop up randomly. Just I'm just like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Exactly.
You didn't want to tell nobody, like
right? And then Bad Bunny. He broke into American mainstream and none of his songs are in English.
Like, that's
crazy.
That's crazy, yeah.
Crazy. I was just reading some article saying that he was like the most like featured artist, or like the most sought after feature in 2018.
Dang.
Yeah. Like, wow. Like, that's just crazy how these different genres now are like just breaking through American mainstream.
Yeah.
I feel like next will be Afrobeats.
Well, it's because I'm telling you, the streaming services, like, and all that, the platforms, like, the whole industry change of how music is done opened, like, took out all these barriers. Like, it used to literally just be, like, old white dudes controlling everything.
Pretty much, yeah.
And now it's just, like, literally, like, the people choose what they want to hear. They just, like, everything is out there.
Right.
For your choosing and your picking.
But, right. And artists are becoming a lot smarter.
More independent.
Yeah, independent and just like knowing who to cater to.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And it's working in their favor. So it was like a lot of foundation and a lot of lessons learned for artists. And
a lot of people had to fail for the artists to succeed.
That's exactly, exactly.
Look at Ashanti, bro.
Wait.
Sorry, that wasn't a shot. I love Ashanti. Yeah, anyways, we're gonna transition to this little music break real quick.
Yeah,
intermission. Drink some water.
Baby, the sound of you better than a harmony. I want you off my mind and on me, holding me closer than we've ever been before. This ain't a dream, you're here with me. Boy, it don't get no better than you. For you, I wanna take my time all night. I wanna love you in every kind of way. I wanna please you no matter how long it takes. If the world should end tomorrow,
never get up, stay here forever, babe. It don't get no better than this. Your kiss, I wanna love you in every kind of way. I wanna please you, no matter how long it takes. If the world should end tomorrow, and we only have today, I'm gonna love you.
My girl right there.
What's her name?
H-E-R?
You don't remember?
I think that's how you spell it.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Her. And no, I think it's supposed to be called H-E-R, though.
I think it's just her.
I think she originally intended... I read her bio, bro. I don't think I'm knowing these things.
Okay.
She wanted to be called H-E-R because it stands for something. I forgot.
Oh, well, it's too late for that.
It is.
Everybody know where it's her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay.
But then also she played into the whole, like, mysterious persona. Which is stupid. But.
I get it. Like, the more obscure your name is, especially if you have talent, the more obscure your name is, the more attention you'll draw. Like, oh, 6 lakh? Black? Like, you know, just like, so you get in a conversation.
Exactly.
But it's just like, I want to know what to call you. Like,
right.
It's just annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Black made it clear when I went to his concert. He's like, it's Black, not 6 lakh, not.
And six then he had, like, merch. That's it. Yeah. Black, not 6 lakh. Yeah. I should have got one of those shirts.
I shouldn't have. Ain't nobody got money like that, man.
Yeah, true.
I mean, people do have money like that. But anyway, did you still want anything else in music you want to cover?
Mainly just her, the artist that just went off, and how big of a year she had, and dropping her debut album with RCA Records. And then
she's about to pop.
Yeah. Her
2019 is going to be even bigger.
Did she go on tour? Yeah, she did.
Did she?
Yeah, oh, she went on tour.
That's neat.
And then also got nominated for 5 Grammys. And she had a tiny desk. And she had a really, really dope year.
Yeah.
I think she'll, like, 2019 is just like, poof, she'll blow up for sure.
Hopefully. I really want to see Division make moves in 2019.
Ah, yes. Same.
When did The Morning After come out?
2017.
That was last year, right? Yeah. Was it around winter-ish? It was later in the year, I think.
I feel like it might have been around the summer.
Was it?
I think so. It came out a while ago. And they were still touring off of it this year, which was kind of crazy.
Okay, because I went to the concert twice. I went to their initial tour.
Right, and then they opened for Miguel.
Yeah, for Miguel. Yeah. I almost said Migos. Yeah, when Miguel's very talented. That concert was phenomenal.
I bet. I've seen videos, and his band.
It's crazy, bro. I'm not even amazing. A Miguel fan. Like, I mean, I obviously like him as an artist, but like,
right.
After going to that concert, like, I've never had an artist make me sing songs I don't even know.
Oh.
Yeah, that was
wow. That's pretty serious.
Yeah,
okay.
I was speaking Spanish and stuff too. I was like, I don't even know what I'm saying. Yeah, he's cold.
He is.
And it just blew me away, like, because he's a very energetic singer. I'm like, how is your windpipe still working? Like,
I don't know. And he can really sing.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a very talented singer.
Yeah.
It's not a fake.
It's beyond me, man.
Yeah. Oh, October 13th is when Morning After came out.
Okay. So it was like fallish.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the last one came out on September.
Yeah.
All right. In September. Wait, no, it didn't.
It was just called September 4th, I think.
5th. Dang, we messing up.
Sheesh.
September 5th was the album, and it came out March 27th, 2016.
That's okay, we messed up, bro. It's 2018. Yeah. It's almost over.
Yeah, you know, we kind of, we beyond that.
Yeah, we all right, man.
Sports?
Sports and movies.
Sports, okay. Sports. It was a pretty eventful year in sports, too. Starting with basketball. Yeah, that was typical. Trades. The Warriors won the championship. LeBron went to the Lakers.
Okay.
I don't remember what trades went down, to be
honest. This conversation keeps coming up about LeBron and compared to whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always indifferent. Like, I'm just like, whatever. But, like, watching the finals this year, like, they got swept.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the most impressive things I think I've seen LeBron James do.
Definitely. Like, I've never, that was probably like seeing somebody put the team on their back, for sure.
That was definition team on the back, mm-hmm. bro. Like, and people were still giving them, you know, a lot of riffraff about that because, like, they're like, oh, you guys, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bruh, y'all are demanding him to literally be a god. Like,
yeah.
He had no support.
He didn't have any support. He had a terrible coach.
He was literally the franchise, bro.
Like, yeah.
And I'm like, he took him to the finals. He got swept.
Four times in a row?
Yeah. And yeah, he got swept that last series.
Yeah.
But, bro, like, he almost won two of the games. Like, those games shouldn't have been close.
Yeah, the first and the second game, I think.
No, I think it was the second and the third.
It was for sure the first one.
The first?
Maybe because that was the one where George Hill missed the free throw.
I think it was either the...
And then J.R. Smith dribbled out of, you know, dribbled out of the clock.
I do still hate it. Yeah, man, it's just like... That moment there, I was like, he might be the best player of all time.
Definitely. I think so.
Like, I was like, I don't see... And, like, I mean, granted, I didn't watch Michael Jordan play, but I've never heard anything like that. Like, from what I've heard, like, and obviously you've seen... He's always had supporting players and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
and he had one of the best coaches of all time.
That too.
I mean, that's that coaching matters a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, LeBron was pretty much the coach at that point. So,
yeah. I mean, he had a coach that got stepped over by Allen Iverson.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, LeBron's best coach was Eric Spoelstra, and that was in Miami. And they won two championships. So, I guess, I mean.
And that was a super team, so, like,
yeah,
they should have won.
Yeah. I mean, they lost that first year.
They did.
But, yeah, man. LeBron is amazing. Easily, I mean, he's a top two player ever. I'll put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so he's at the Lakers now. And what was funny is just the other day in the group chat, Tevin,
mm-hmm.
who we all know and love. What, he's a Warriors fan because he's from the Bay.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'll give him that. He's from there. But I can't stand these Warrior excuses, man. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
They're just like, bro, they're stacked.
He
literally said LA stacked.
I know. I mean, had this conversation in person, and I've never heard any other Warriors fan say this, so I feel like this is just Tevin.
Yeah, it's just Tevin.
To be honest. Because the Warriors have four, potentially five. Wait.
They have five All-Stars.
Five All-Stars, yeah.
Just one isn't playing yet.
Exactly. And, I mean, they don't have a bench. They have a lot of young players on their bench. They still have Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston. You know, those are proven veterans who have won three titles with them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Andre Iguodala is a finals MVP.
Yeah.
Other than that, they do have a lot of young players, but they have young players who can step up.
Yeah, bro.
When you compare that to... The Lakers, who have one All-Star. Oh, wait, no, Rondo's on the team. Two All-Stars. A coach who's in his second year coaching in the NBA as a head coach. And a bunch of role players. So, not a bunch of, let me correct that. Four veteran role players. And then you have also, what, five, six players that are within their third year or less in the NBA.
It's like you got a bunch of new guys and a bunch of old guys. It's like there's no one
in LeBron.
No one's in their prime on the team.
LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not even comparable at all.
Yeah.
And they just beat the Warriors last night without LeBron for almost the whole second half.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is no excuses. There are no excuses. The Lakers just played really good defense for that game, especially, and the Warriors weren't making shots, and a lot of their production was
that was off. Huge, yeah. When the Warriors are off, like, it's kind of funny because, like, you want to, like, be like, oh, the Warriors are just off, but it's like, yeah, literally any other day they could have been on and could have killed them. Because, like, literally they just make that 1-3 and, like, they catch fire. They had a couple of those.
Right. But otherwise, there is no comparison between those two teams. The Warriors are still a very elite team, and once playoffs come around, this conversation won't even be. Yeah.
So, what I don't like about the whole conversation, like, they don't have a bench. I'm like, y'all have 5 All-Stars.
You don't really need a bench.
Not only that, but you should be able to develop your bench. Like, you have 5 All-Star players. You should be making your bench better. Like, I don't understand how that's not happening.
But, yeah. I don't know, man. I think that's just Tevin, like I said.
It's Tevin, man. That dude.
I don't think he understands. Or he's, like, used to the riches as a Warriors fan.
Man.
What else? And quick thing, we can round up basketball. Melo, he was on the Thunder. He got traded, right? To the Rockets? Did he get traded? I think so.
I don't remember if he got traded or
if he got released.
Yeah.
He turned down his option, signed with the Rockets. The Rockets dropped him, and now he's not on the team right now.
He's washed, bro.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Baseball.
I actually watched the World Series for, like, the first time.
Really? Yeah. I didn't watch it because I don't like the Red Sox, so.
Listen, I'm not a huge baseball fan in general, but, like, I genuinely got interested this year in the World Series for some reason. And I was at Tim's house watching one of the games, and it just happened to be, like, the second longest game ever in World Series
history. Oh, I did watch that.
Yeah, that was trash because, like, I was falling asleep.
I fell asleep, woke up, and finished watching the game.
Like, how long was the game, bro?
Wasn't like 8 hours.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was like a full work day.
Or 6 hours.
I think it was like close to 8 hours. You can Google it real quick. But yeah, bro, like, I mean, it was a good series.
I really wanted. They played the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe I did watch. I did watch some games, actually. Yeah, I did. I was mainly just watching the Yankees, though, because I'm a Yankees fan. And I just want to. I thought the Yankees had it, but their pitching is not all that great. And the front office definitely knew that, but for some reason they didn't make moves for more pitching. They did make moves for some pitching, but it wasn't enough. So it was just like we were all hitting and no defense. And it was like, all right.
18 innings in 7 hours and 20 minutes.
7 hours, yeah.
That's insane, bro. Lunch break.
Yeah.
I mean, it's baseball, so, like, you're sitting most of the time anyway, but
I was wondering what the players were doing during that time. Like, do they get to, like, go back to the locker room and, like, grab some food?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
your stomach will be
ridiculous. Well, you know, like, cricket games be going on for, like, days, right?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, cricket games go on for days.
Oh, wow.
I don't understand how cricket works, to be honest with you. It was on a lot when I was in Australia. I tried watching it one time. I was like, this just makes no sense. It looks dangerous.
It does. But I don't like the bats. I don't like how they're shaped. So they.
I don't like it. They look like paddles, though. Like.
Yeah, I don't like it. What else?
No disrespect to all the cricket fans.
Watch cricket, listen, we're trying to, you know,
talk down to your sport.
Yeah, we're just Americans who don't understand. Soccer, France won the World Cup.
Yeah,
that was probably the best World Cup ever.
Yeah.
The intensity and the amount of entertainment.
I don't know if you could say ever, because, like, the World Cup's been going on for a long time. But in our time, I could say, like, since I became a soccer fan. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just.
You're just going to say ever.
I'm going to just say ever because because I feel like most, even if you're, say, like, a soccer analyst or some type of pundit, you would agree. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Are you talking down to me right now?
Maybe.
That kind of hurt.
Possibly.
I'm just mad.
I don't know. It just felt like the whole...
No, the energy around everything was crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. It was just so good from start to finish. Like
Croatia.
The two teams that even made it to the finals, you know? Like there were two teams who you wouldn't even have expected to make it to the finals.
I think I would have expected France to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have put them in
Croatia, definitely not. They just had a very balanced team. I mean, you got like Brazil losing early, Germany, they didn't even make it out of the group stage.
Brazil cannot, bro, what is wrong with that team, bro?
I have no idea. I don't know what
it is. They have so many good
They do. They have a lot of talent.
Is it the coach or something? Like, what is it?
I really don't know.
I'm going to go in there and coach.
Okay. Try it out. Let me know how it works.
I need to get my Brazilian citizenship first.
Okay. That probably takes a very long time, but...
Probably a few hours.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not. I don't know.
We'll see. Might be an online application. I don't know.
Google it. Let me know.
Okay.
All right. What other sports we got? College basketball. I don't remember who won. March Madness was a very long time ago.
Like, you brought it up, and I was like...
Yeah, March Madness.
Bro, I don't really think I watched it like that.
I definitely didn't.
I don't know why. I mean, like you said, you don't like college basketball like that.
At this point, the crazy thing is, I used to love it. But then I think the more I start to watch basketball and get into it, and I realize how bad it is.
Well, I think what changed a lot of people's opinions is just like how much faster the NBA got.
Yeah, that too.
Because I think the main competitive advantage, or in terms of viewership, like people loved watching college basketball because it was faster.
Yeah.
And then there's also like a lot more threes being shot. And then the NBA kind of just turned into that with the Warriors.
True.
Making that.
Well, but then it's also Villanova won. That's right. That's right. Also, it's just, weren't we just talking about that with Tim and Kenny? So it's just like, for me, like when I watch college basketball, you know, there may be like, it kind of makes you realize how hard it is to make it to the NBA.
Yeah.
Because you're the college team, it's like a lot, these players are talented enough to play at a collegiate level.
D1.
But there may not be one player on that team that will make it to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it's like you have a lot of talented players, but they're not that talented.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ah, man. And you just watch a lot of bricked shots and bad coaching.
Fumbles. Yeah. Like, bro, people just can't hold on to the ball. Just stupid stuff.
Bad coaching. Passing out of bounds. Poor time management. A lot of players still learning how to play the game, you know. And also, I just think that it's a terrible idea to try to stay all 4 years of college to play basketball. You're good enough,
it's not
to go to
that.
The yeah no if I always despise that, because if you go to the NBA, the quicker you go to the NBA, the quicker you learn how to play at a higher level and under better coaching.
Yeah, regardless if you're ready or not, you're right. Going to get better.
Exactly. So yeah,
like just going into practice with them is going to make you better. Like
exactly. Even if you on the reserves,
because I mean, you just thinking like from a like, what do you call it, regulation standpoint, like the court's bigger, like you gotta get used to run that court, shooting threes on that court, like
right.
So many factors that go into play.
Right, women's basketball, Notre Dame won. That was kind of cool because UConn wasn't in the championship
for the first time, like in our lifetime.
Right. Well, South Carolina won last year.
Yeah.
But I don't think UConn was in the whatchamacallit, in the championship. What other sports?
That might be like one of the most powerful franchises in college sports
ever. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Mississippi State. They were runner ups 2 years in a row. That sucks.
I don't think any other team has dominated more than UConn's women's basketball team.
I don't think so either. In any sport. Yeah. I don't think so either.
I don't know. That might be like water polo or something.
Maybe. Rugby. New Zealand's team. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
What other sports? Where are we missing?
You did not touch on football at all.
Oh, the Eagles won the championship. They beat the Patriots.
You know, honestly, it was nice to see the Patriots lose. Last year didn't even happen off of what happened to the Saints.
What happened to the Saints?
The Miracle in Minnesota.
Oh, that was amazing.
We don't have to call it a miracle.
No, that's what it was. That's exactly what it was. It was a miracle. It was amazing.
It was a tragedy.
And then Minnesota just fumbled the bag the next game.
Because they're trash, bro.
They were good last year.
No, they weren't.
They had a top rank, top five defense, probably top three, actually. And their offense, they have some offensive weapons, but they relied on their defense a lot, for sure.
Yeah. Well, the Saints should have beat them.
Yeah, they should have. That guy missed the tackle.
I'm sorry. This dope miracles were like, oh, it was a Hail Mary and the dude tipped it, caught it, blah, 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 blah. That's dope. But the way that happened, that was not tight. That was just the dumbest mistake.
That DB, defensive back, for people who don't know, not the other word. He just missed the tackle, and I just don't understand how he missed that, because he was in prime position to wrap him up.
Bro, literally,
all he had to do was push him out of bounds or just push him back.
If he just would have touched him, someone else would have caught up and pushed him
definitely,
out of bounds.
Definitely, yeah. He was tripping. I have no idea. Did he dive or something? He did something stupid.
He just put his head down. He literally just put his head down as far as he could.
He just gave up,
rolled over.
I think he was surprised that he caught it. I don't know. That was dumb.
He didn't even have to All right, I'm over it. Sorry.
So it was nice seeing the Patriots lose in the championship, because that's just they deserved it after coming back and beating the Falcons in the championship. And the Falcons have been cursed ever since then. They're 6-9 right now.
Bruh.
They're not even gonna make the playoffs.
No.
And they pretty much have almost all the same players. That's what I don't understand.
That's the weirdest thing about football.
Yeah, football is.
It just flops from year to year. It's crazy. Yeah.
And I mean, there was one team this year that I thought were going to go pretty far. Oh, the Panthers. I thought,
Newton's not good, bro.
He is.
He, bro.
But he can be very, very inconsistent.
If he has weaknesses, bro.
Oh, definitely.
And he can't do.
They don't have a defense though either.
If he gets on a solid offense, a more solid offensive line, I feel like he's better.
That too. Yeah.
And then because I feel like he just hasn't had the time to build up his confidence in the pocket. He just is always on guard.
Not since they got to the Super Bowl.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And they got cursed after that year.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Yeah.
I mean they were like.
They were almost undefeated.
Yeah. That season. Yeah. Yeah. This season, when they were midway through the season,
they started showing signs of light.
Yeah, they were 6-2, and
then they played the Saints,
and then all of a sudden everything just went downhill.
Well, actually, no, they were on a losing streak before that. Actually, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. They were.
Yeah.
But man, I really thought they were, because they were playing so good. Christian McCaffrey was out here just killing it. I'm like, okay, they might actually do something, but no. So football is really weird. NFL is really weird. I really didn't watch that much NFL this year. I feel like it's been dwindling my viewership every year, but I do
commercials, bro. Too many commercials.
That too, and I'm just more into soccer and basketball.
No, I mean, my team is doing good right now, so
yeah. So you have a reason to watch, And same here. So.
And the Cowboys have been doing.
That's why I actually stopped watching.
Bro, I told my sister the other day, I was like, either if I'm just watching regular game on Sunday, I'm just hoping for the underdog to come up and win, whoever's down to come up and win.
Yeah.
If it's the Saints, I'm hoping they win. Mm-hmm. And if it's the Rams, I'm hoping they lose.
Fair enough. Yeah.
That was it. Because we were just trying to clinch the division. So.
And we got one more week. Week 17.
Week 17.
And then we're off to the playoffs. Playoffs are pretty much set, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that will change.
Nothing
in
crazy
standings.
Is
going
to happen. Yeah.
I think there are two teams in the NFC and two teams in the AFC that have the same record, but that's about it. So,
well, as playoffs near and this next year comes in, hope you guys are all working on your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and put those into effect. Yeah. Don't just say it, do it.
Put them in action. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna close off this episode. Something smooth, a little passion fruit. Hope y'all have a great rest of your 2018.
Be safe.
This is Khmer Culture Radio. Have a good night. 'Cause I'm falling apart. Yeah, tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, 'cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no.
from miles away. Passive with the things you say. Passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. No. From a distance, I think we should rule out commitment for now, 'cause we're falling apart. Leaving, you're just doing that to get even. Don't pick up the pieces, just leave it for now. They keep falling apart.
On Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. to celebrate the late night programmers and the Night Owl community of KABU as the last event of our 50th anniversary year.
Thanks for listening to me.
That means it's time to go.
It's very pleasant to have seen you all here.
To embrace, there's only one you.
From 8 to 10 p.m., we'll focus on late night programming in the early 70s through the early 90s.
10 to midnight will be hosted by many of the current late night programmers of KABU.
As we celebrate KABU and the new year together. More information about the late night anniversary program December 31st from 8 to midnight can be found at KBOO.FM.
KABU is excited to be part of the 2018 Willamette Week Give Guide.
This year, Willamette Week and KABU are challenging our community to